Hello and welcome. I'm Heather Carvey and this is Hey Heather, a plant-based podcast where we will discuss how to navigate a plant-based diet, holistic nutrition, optimizing and reclaiming your energy, spiritual energetics of food, and so much more. Let's dive in. What's up, y'all? Good morning. It is a beautiful day here in Texas, and I felt like jumping on and talking to you and recording a new podcast for a new season because I feel like this is a new season of my life. Everything shifted, a lot has changed, and I just wanted to jump on here, talk about some keto misconceptions because that comes around a lot, talk about what's going on in my life, and just touch base with y'all and start recording podcasts again. This is super exciting. I know I stopped for a minute, but yeah, let's just dive right back in, shall we? If you are new to my channel, my name is Heather Carvey. I am a certified holistic plant-based nutritionist. I am a holistic health coach, and I'm also starting school to be a certified personal trainer and nutrition coach as well. So that's fun. I have a lot of little titles under my belt. But the personal trainer one is new, and that one's exciting because I felt like in my journey and in my mission to help women transform themselves into the best version of themselves and lose the weight that they're struggling with and just live an overall healthier life, because there's really so much really unhealthy advice, especially in the health and wellness world and in the fitness world in particular, that I really felt like I was doing my customers and my clients, my clients a disservice by not jumping on and adding in that nice little synergy effect, right, of the exercise with the nutrition. I've got the nutrition down, and I really thought like, oh, I can help them get some healthy movement in instead of just over exercising as a form of punishment for eating too much the day before or having a really unhealthy relationship with their food and the diet, right? So I'm a really strong believer that health is holistic. We are holistic. We are not linear beings. We are cyclical, and we have so many different layers and components to us as people that it's really unfair to just look at like health and weight loss as calories in, calories out, and that's it. And you have to work out. And there's just such this really strong masculine energy when it comes to the fitness world. And I really felt like a holistic approach to the fitness realm would be really beneficial, right? Because there's a lot more to it than just, you know, eat your macros and go to the gym. And I feel like a lot of women don't resonate with that. I know I certainly don't. So anyways, we're going to be diving into that a lot with the upcoming episodes. So keep an eye out for those. But yeah, we're going to be really diving into and unpacking all things holistic health and weight loss. So if you can imagine in your mind for a minute how those two will marry, that is where the path of Hey Heather is moving. So I can help people on their weight loss journeys, but do it in a healthy way, and really learn to have their weight in alignment with where they want to be, right? Because I always say that. I'm like, weight loss doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. It just means that, you know, something's out of alignment. It's just a misalignment. And that's perfectly fine, because when our tires are imbalanced on our car, we just take it in and we get it aligned, right? So maybe it's just some small little tweaks that you need to make, or you just need some help making some small minor adjustments. But that's where I step in, right? So we're going to be diving into all of that with Hey Heather coming up. But today I really want to talk about keto. And keto is something that is like, it's trending, it's a buzzword, it's going around a lot, and with good reason, because people in this day and age in society, they want that quick fix. You know what I mean? They want those immediate results. They want to see it now. They're impatient. We live in a society where, I mean, even our videos on social media are cut down to like 15 seconds because attention spans are so low these days that we're like, okay, I'm over it. Okay, I'm over it. And like within 3 seconds, if you don't grab their attention, they're on to the next video, right? So I think keto really plays into those ideals and those that thought process of like quicker, faster, cheaper, you know what I mean? Just give it to me. I want it now. I don't want to wait. I don't want to work for it. And people are just really impatient. They want a quick fix. And unfortunately, a lot of the information out there is really harmful. A lot of it is really detrimental to your health in the long term. And keto is right up there at the top, unfortunately. From a health professional standpoint, it's extremely detrimental to your health. First of all, people tend to go gear towards keto because keto takes out carbs, right? Keto puts you in a state of ketosis where your body is essentially thinks that you're starving. So it kicks over from burning glucose as its main energy source and kicks over into fat and you lose weight drastically. But there is a reason for this. There's multiple reasons for this. But is it healthy long term? No. Is it sustainable? Absolutely not. And a lot of people rebound. We see a lot of like really high rebound rate with keto. So I thought I would shed some light on it. Weight gain, all that weight gain really comes down to is calories. Weight gain comes from an excess of calories. And whether that's, you know, emotional impact of that, where you're like, you have spiked levels of cortisol from stress and your autonomic nervous system is kicked into the fight or flight, which slows down your digestive system. Like either way, it's not processing the calories as it should be. And you have an excess of calories, whichever way you spin it, you still have an excess of calories and excess of calories turns into weight gain, right? Carbs do not create weight gain and excess of calories do. And unfortunately, when we villainize and stigmatize carbs as the reason for the weight, you know, we're cutting out an entire macronutrient that is vital to our systems, right? So when we cut out carbs, we're cutting out things like sweet potatoes that are really high in vitamin A and they're high in protein and they're really dense, like the on the satiety scale, potatoes, sweet potatoes or regular potatoes, they're both really good for you. Sweet potatoes just have higher levels of vitamin A, but they're really satiating, right? So if you're looking for that full factor and you're like, how come I can't, you know, figure out how to eat without feeling like I'm starving, and you're portion controlling and you're sitting here micromanaging all of your food, it's because you're avoiding, you know, those things that are going to help you bulk up, like in your, like not bulk up, like not like, like not like your muscles bulk up, but like your stomach, right? So your satiety, bulk up was the wrong word. Satiety, you're getting fuller, right? So the thing that creates satiety is bulk. This is what I'm going for. Bulk in your food comes from fiber and water. So if you have volume in your food, if you think like a potato is like big, right? And like it's dense and that's going to make you full. Like try to eat a whole baked potato by yourself. And it's kind of difficult to get through the whole potato because by the end of the potato, you're like, okay, I'm not hungry anymore. I'm kind of full. If you can make it through the potato. The problem is the reason why the potato is villainized and my carbs are villainized is not the carb itself. It's what people do to the carbs. So if you're having like French fries and you put the French fries in the air fryer or you bake them, you're doing great. You can load up on those French fries. You're still going to be in a lower calorie of the spectrum, the lower calorie on the scale of calorie density goes. And but if you put those French fries in oil, or you cover them in cheese, or you dip them in ranch, now we're packing on like tons of fats, oils, sugars, all this extra unnecessary calories. And then we wonder, oh, it must have been the potato. Like, what do we do with a baked potato? We load it with sour cream, cheese, bacon, butter, all kinds of fat, right? And then people are like, the potato made me fat. And it's like, but you just added a million calories onto it. And all of this really rich, heavy, fatty foods, right? You added a ton of dairy. You added a ton of meat, a ton of oils, and then blamed the potato. The potato is not at fault. the only thing it comes down to is calories, right? And unfortunately, when we say that, I don't like saying that, because then people go, oh, well, if it's calories, then I'll just starve myself. No, that's not the way we do things here at Hey Heather. We don't starve ourselves. The way to lower your calorie intake is to lower your calorie density, right? So I eat a ton of food. People are like, how are you eating so much and you still are staying fit? Because the foods that I'm eating are lower on the calorie density scale, right? So if you're eating foods that are all the way on the other side, just like oils are at the very top, you're going to naturally be able to overconsume on your calories very easily than if you were at the bottom. So anyways, I digress. It's like a whole different topic. I just go off on tangents. So in order for you to lose weight, the easiest way to do it is to cut out processed foods, not carbs, right? So carbs are not your enemy. Processed foods are going to do you more harm than good. So if you're looking at processed, like the more processed the food is, the worse off it's going to be for you. Like breads are processed. There are some healthy breads out there. You can still lose weight and eat breads. You can still lose weight and eat donuts. You just have to be in a calorie deficit. That's the funniest part. But most people don't want to feel like they're starving, or that they're lacking something, or that they have these immense cravings like you're going to notice on keto. Because when you cut out carbs, your body craves them. Your body needs them in order to process hormones, and your brain is actually obligate glucose. It needs glucose in order to function. Your brain cannot function without glucose. So you're going to have really intense carb cravings. You're going to have hormonal fluctuations and issues with your hormones. You're going to end up with carb sensitivity. Is all these things come out with cutting carbs. But instead of cutting carbs, you could just cut out processed foods, and you're already going to go lower in your calorie density scale. And then if you adjust and tweak your diet a little bit, maybe cut out the oils, maybe cut out the meats and the heavy fats, and add a ton more vegetables, you're going to get a lot fuller. You're not going to feel like you're starving. You're going to lose weight, and you don't have to do this nonsense keto stuff, right? So carbs are also carried with hydrogen. So a lot of the weight that you're losing when you're on keto is water weight, because glucose is carried in the body with hydrogen, right? Our muscles are also full of glucose. So when your body burns through all of the glucose, all of the quote unquote sugars from the carbs, you're depleting all of your lean mass as well. So you are losing muscle mass at the same time as losing fat mass. You're losing everything, because your body is quite literally starving itself. Like, the original keto was called famine, you know what I mean? So, carbs are carried with hydrogen. A lot of what you're losing is water weight. The brain is an obligate glucose, it cannot run off of fat. At point blank period, it can't. The body creates its own glucose in order for the brain and the tissues and organs to function, because it has to, like you absolutely have to, right? So what do we do with the carbs? We load them up with fat, right? And then everyone blames the carbs. The problem is, when you cut carbs are plant-based. They are loaded with fiber. They're needed for energy. This is your number one energy source. They're needed for cognition, for hormones. You can't You can't cut out an entire macronutrient without having some kind of health issues, right? And it's really hard for the body to store carbs as fat because the body picks the path of like least resistance, right? So fat is already a fat. The body doesn't need to expend excess energy to try to convert fat into fat because it's already fat, right? But in order for the body to process a carb as a fat, it has to expend 23 calories of energy, which doesn't seem like a lot, but for the body and picking the path of least resistance, it's not going to do something that's harder. It's going to go for the first source, right? So the first source would be using fat for fat storage. And so carbs, it's really ineffective for the body to burn, to store carbs as fat. There are times when carbs turn into fat, and we'll get into that. That's usually in an excess, and that's usually when you have too high of a fatty diet. And then when you have too high of a fatty diet, the body has your cells, right? And it gets encompassed in fat, and then the insulin cannot do its job and put the glucose into the cells for energy. So now it has an excess in its body. Its job after converting the glucose into energy by putting it in the cells is to take all of the excess and turn it into fat storage. So it has to do something with it, right? But the high amount of fat in most people's diets stops the body's insulin from doing its job. So when you're eating a high protein, high fat diet, as with keto, your body literally cannot do its job. Your insulin literally cannot do its job. So now, like, you've lost a little bit of weight, but now you have carb sensitivity, insulin resistance, possible pre-diabetic, all from trying to lose weight, right? So it's really dangerous. But yeah, all three macros can be stored as fat if there's an excess. Protein also breaks down into glucose in excess. So if you're consuming mass amounts of protein, which doesn't do you any good because your body can't store it and save it, and it actually really messes up your kidneys, and it can cause massive problems with your kidneys and can cause problems with your liver. It can cause massive problems with your liver. But the protein, excess protein, breaks down into glucose too. So if you're consuming a ton of protein also on a keto diet, you can go out of ketosis again, right? So let's jump into the risks. Short-term risks include nutrient deficiencies, constipation. This is because you have no fiber, because plant foods that are carbohydrate are carried in fiber, right? You have the cellulose, the fiber wall. Digestive and colon issues, obviously constipation. High amounts of choline from animal products cause liver problems. Nausea, fatigue, headaches, and muscle aches, aka the keto flu. That's lovely, right? Because we all want to feel like shit while we're losing weight. That's really motivating. Weight loss plateaus by month 3. This is usually when insulin resistance kicks in, and then you have insulin sensitivity and you're pre-diabetic. Keto was designed for epileptic children, right? And it was supposed to be clinical only. Like, a doctor is supervising this only. And they cap it off at 3 months. The majority of people should not be on keto. Point blank period. But they cap it off at 3 months. And why do they do this? It's because the liver gets fatty liver disease and you start developing kidney stones. So even like the doctors knew in a clinical setting that keto past 3 months in, you know, long term is harmful to the health, right? So, but then we have like all these people that are just doing it because of trending, and it's just absolutely obnoxious. So if you're not an epileptic child, you're not under the care of a physician, and you're doing it in a clinical like setting, and you're not morbidly obese with, again, a doctor in a clinical setting, you have absolutely zero business doing keto. Like, it doesn't even make sense. As far as the diabetes go, I want to make a note of this just to say, for all the people that are like, I don't have diabetes anymore because I went on keto. No, removing the trigger does not mean that your diabetes is gone. Diabetes is when your body can't process the carbs, right? Because the insulin isn't doing its job. If you have type 1, it means your pancreas is not producing insulin enough, right? Which I have my theories about. They say it's from birth, it's genetic. I have theories. Sorry about that. My dog is going senile, so she barks at literally everything. It's like, oh no, she's barking. Anyway, so if you remove the diet, the carbs, it does not mean that your diabetes is gone. It just means that you remove the trigger. You still have the problem. We have not addressed the root cause. We have not reversed anything. You're literally just not eating carbohydrates. Which, I mean, obviously, long-term, it's not a good thing. The high-fat diets don't allow insulin to do its job. It literally blocks it. Type 1 is from birth. I have my theories on that. We won't get into that here. Big Pharma doesn't like when I talk about their boo-boos. So we won't talk about type 1. But type 2 is a lifestyle disease. And it comes from a lot of high fat diets, because the high fat diets block the body's inability for insulin to do its job. And now we have a problem with high levels of glucose, and everybody goes, oh, all the sugar is going to give you diabetes. No, a high fatty diet is going to give you diabetes because the body can't process the sugars, regardless, you know? So, if you have, free-floating insulin and free-floating glucose, the body says, you know, we have all this excess glucose, and insulin's job is to take excess glucose and make it fat. So everyone says glucose makes you fat, but if insulin could do its job, the glucose as energy, we would not have these issues, right? So the fat is blocking insulin from doing its job. So now we have an impaired glucose tolerance. We have impaired artery function, which leads to COPD, strokes, heart disease, all of those things that that come with like blocked arteries and an excess of like cholesterol and things on your arterial walls and things like that that impede the flow of your blood flow, right? Which causes COPD and strokes and heart disease, right? So you have elevated levels of LDL cholesterol, which is not the good stuff. It impairs athletic performance. So there's studies that show that it lowers your stamina, keto does. It also gives you bad breath. I thought this was interesting. Most people don't understand why, but that's how the body gets rid of acetone, which is a byproduct of ketone body. So your body is making ketones. It's trying to get rid of the acetone that's a byproduct of that through your breath. So your breath is going to smell bad. An increase in all-cause mortality. So it's shortening your lifespan. Increased risk of colon cancer, again, with the digestive and colon issues, constipation. High exposure to pollutants. So fun fact, cellulite is actually just fat, right? It's stored fat. But I have noticed that cellulite is really connected with toxicity levels, because your toxins are fat soluble, and your body will actually create fat cells to encompass the toxins in your body, like PCBs, phthalates, and other endocrine disruptors. So if you don't know what an endocrine disruptor is something that messes with like your hormonal system, like think, you know, thyroid, adrenals, things like that. So these can be things as simple as fragrances. If you are still buying things with the word fragrance in it, that's a huge endocrine disruptor. So if you're having problems with your hormones, your energy levels, cellulite, and you have a ton of fragrance all over your house in all of the products you're using, perfumes, all of that, you're just like really not helping the situation. But your body will literally create fat cells to encompass these toxins in your body and try to keep you safe. They become also bioaccumulated in people and animals. This is like one of the bigger things that I have a problem with, people saying like detoxes are false and they don't do anything. Your body knows how to get rid of it. But that's not true, because science has proven that in fat and in animals and in humans, toxins can bioaccumulate and they just keep compounding in the body, because our bodies are designed to remove toxins, but not at the level at which we're putting them in now, which is why we have a lot of problems, right? So there's also no plant sources or of antioxidants to help break down the fat. And you can't detox it because your exit pathways are typically clogged, again, with constipation, or also with constipation. If your exit pathways are not open, if you're not urinating frequently, if you have constipation, if you are using an antiperspirant deodorant and you're blocking your body's ability to sweat, you're not going to see, like, you're not helping your body rid itself of these things. So they just bioaccumulate and your body's like, I need to do something with it. I can't get it out. So it actually creates fat cells to encompass it. And the area in your body, which is the safest area because it's away from all of your vital organs, is in your ass and your thighs, which is why we see so much cellulite in those two areas, and really not anywhere else on the body, because that's the body's way of saying, hey, this is a little pillowy safe area. It's away from all the vital organs. It's not going to hurt anybody. We're going to take this little pouch that we made to protect the body of this toxin that we found, and I'm going to go shove it over here because nobody's going to see that, and it's a, you know, it's not hurting anything. So that's why we have that issue. You also have a third, this is really interesting for women, because all of my clients are women, most of them are. There's a 30% increase in neural tube defects. So if you are a woman on a low carb diet in the first 2 weeks of pregnancy, your chances of getting neural tube defects in your, in like fetal, in your baby, like spina bifida and encephalopathy, is 30% increase. That is insane. Just from a low carb diet. So it doesn't even make sense to be like doing low carb if it's gonna, possibly cause your baby to have neural defects, right? So that's scary. Also with the water weight, when you're losing the water weight, now you're dehydrated, and you have glucose in your muscles, which is protein, and you're going to lose muscle lean weight. So, I mean, long story short, your diet should not need a calculator or statins or antacids. You shouldn't need to sit here and like measure out your food, and you shouldn't need to, sit here and have all these crazy little keto apps to like make sure you're in a certain percentage. It's just, oh, the amount of ridiculousness in the diet culture and diet world and all of these bullshit trending diets and weight loss bogus things going around. It's just no wonder why people are so confused and why they are struggling and why they have lost faith in their body's ability to lose weight or to do anything. They really just believe that this is like a long-term struggle. I hear that so often. I'm always going to have problems with losing weight. I've always been the big girl, and that always word will get you in trouble. But anyways, I hope I shed some light on keto. I will be reopening my doors for the Nourish Method as my weight loss program. If you want a spot in that, please reach out to me on Instagram, or I'm on TikTok now too. Facebook, you can reach out to me on any of the three, Heather Carvey or Hey Heather Carvey on Instagram. I would love to talk to you about it. I also have two more. There, I have two left before I restock, but I have two food intolerance tests through Pinner Test. I get them at a discounted rate as a practitioner. But it tests your body for over 200 foods. So then you can see which foods you should be avoiding, which foods are causing you fatigue, weight gain, bloating, skin issues, brain fog, insomnia, things like that, can all be related to, food intolerances. I didn't know I had a really high intolerance to barley, and my youngest daughter has a really high intolerance to barley and spelt, which was two of the top ingredients in the quote unquote healthy bread that we were buying. So, I mean, there's no way to figure these things out if you just try to do an elimination diet. It's going to take you a really long time. So I'm a big fan of the tests, because why guess when you can know? So I have two of those tests left. They come with 1 hour holistic nutrition recommendation, like a 1 hour call with me. You'll get a consultation. We'll go over which foods you should be eating, some strategies on getting to your health goals, supplement recommendations, alternative healing modality recommendations, and all of that jazz. So I would love to work with you if you need help on your health and weight loss goals. And stay tuned for more episodes with Hey Heather. Hope you have a great day.